All right. Today we're breaking down whether the trade's a game changer or were they a straight belly flop coming from the BJK. All right, today we're talking about, were the trades that VGK made at the trade deadline worth it, or did we simply miss on these? I know a lot of people were interested to see this, but it seemed like the Vegas Golden Knights were a young kid at the poker table just getting pocket aces dealt to him and just couldn't contain the excitement with all these big moves they made. And I don't know if this is coming through. Hey, we're here again. I'm Jay, as always, the host of Vegas Guys Locker Room. I'm here with my old man again. Glad to have you back for another show.
Hello, everyone.
Dad, what is your take on the trades that the VGK made?
The hurdle one, I think, is spectacular. I think that's even going to grow even more as we go along. The Hanifin one, I'm still up in the air about. And I think you and I both agree that they're not playing him in the proper position right now. They got some work to do in working with the trades, but I think Hurdle is going to be a big key factor. He was last night. I mean,
Oh, yeah. For them, they make that comeback. And, you know, the Colorado Avalanche, I came out in the last video and I said I believed that the Vegas Golden Knights could come up here with 6 points. And unfortunately, they weren't able to do that because of the Vancouver loss. Vancouver Canucks, we played very well against. I've looked at the metrics on the edge stats. We match up pretty well with the Vancouver Canucks, and I thought we'd come out of there with a win. When we lost that, I didn't see us beating Edmonton the way Edmonton's been playing lately, especially on the road. So that was the loss I had for the week. Now they come out and they show up against Minnesota, thumping them 7-2. And the Colorado Avalanche, who have been struggling lately, I believe they've got 2 wins in the last 10. And to lose they lost 7-0 the day before. And they have to come on a back-to-back, an early matinee game against VGK. All VGK had to do was come out with the same intensity that Colorado was going to do, and they didn't. They get down in a hole, 3-0. But then make a great comeback on the back of William Karlsson, and of course, in overtime, Tomas Hertl getting the deflection off of Jack Eichel's shot.
Yeah.
I mean, now, as far as with the trades go, I think the best trade they've made is Anthony Mantha. I like his game. Now, he's a UFA pending. He's played really well. I really like him. What do you think?
I think he's playing well, but I think he can do a lot better. I think he's not used to where people are, because I notice especially when it comes to the passing or trying to get a fight off the boards, they're not clearing the puck where they should. And they're just not getting to the puck off the boards. That's where they're having their major problem, I think.
I think with Mantha, I think they're just not utilizing him as Washington did early in the year. Yeah, Mantha's a big body who can skate. Put him in front of the net. Let him get those loose rebounds. Have him charging it. That you've noticed where he scores is right in front of the net for the rebounds. That's where he's gotten his goals.
That's what they're doing with Hurdle. You can't have everybody in front of the net. So.
Well, the problem is they don't get to the net enough. Yeah. They only have one line that does it, and that's what Tomas Hertl is on the ice now. They tried it with Carly. That's not his game. Stone is great at it. Stone is also another one that's good at getting. He's kind of similar to that. He can clean up the garbage from the net. Mantha, that's where his strength was in Washington. He skates really well, and I think they're trying to utilize him a different way, and I just don't think the chemistry is there with them. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. That's what I'm saying. He's not playing his potential that he could be with us, and I think it's because they're not clicking.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're clicking together. But he's got the skills for it, but they're not clicking together for it on the same, they're not on the same play.
Yeah, it was great. I know Noah Hanifin's a great heck of a player, great on the blue line, good defensively at times. He reminds me of Shea Theodore a lot, and they have similar game styles. I'm just curious to see, we've locked him up for the 8 years, which is great because he is, bar none, one of the best defensemen in the league right now. Hurdle, of course, has his 6 years remaining on the San Jose deal. Mantha, of course, is projected to be a UFA. Now, with these trades, listen, not everybody can get paid. Who do you think is going to be minus this team next year? And does it hurt the BJK that they made these trades in the long run? What do you think?
I wonder if Pietrangelo is on his way to closing.
I don't think so.
How many years is on his contract?
I think he signed, what, he signed an eight-year deal, what, three, four years ago?
He's still got 5 months.
He's got a lot of time. Remember, we're paying him that big contract till he's like 38.
Yeah.
So he's going to be a large hit. I don't see anybody paying that. That was why he came to BJK.
It's because we were getting rid of White Cloud. I'm so disappointed with White
Cloud. He's had a rough year. I mean, after the year he had last year, he had a very good year last year and the season before that. He looks like he progressed. This year, it looks like he's taking a step backwards in my mind.
Yep. I totally agree.
But who do you think we lose? I know that the pending UFAs that we have coming up is Stevenson, Marcia Saltz, William Carrier.
Stevenson's got speed. I mean, Stevenson was one of our stars, too, for the playoffs last year. You got to admit that. He was on fire. He's maybe with the new players. I don't know. Is that what's changing a lot of things? Or is it just Stone being missing? Biggest factor missing from our team.
Yeah, I know. Stone's locked up for a while, but I'm talking the UFAs. Are they going to be back next year? What's your mindset on that? What do you think? You think we can go without Stevenson and play the same type of game?
I think so. But we need Carrier back. We got to have Carrier.
Well, he's a UFA too. I don't think he's back next year.
No,
I don't think they're going to be able to afford him. Not with these contracts they just signed.
Yeah, true. Wow, that's going to be a disappointment for me.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great player. I love his physicality. I think he skates really well, plays hard on the puck. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. So, looking at some of these guys.
Has to determine all this.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And it's still a business, unfortunately. All right, so the best thing, I think, with the trades, if you've noticed, they came out with these guys, is Hurdle kind of getting acclimated with the team. It's been interesting to see. He's got such great energy. He's got a good vibe around him. And you saw him before even taking the ice, he was partaking and getting around Vegas. I know Christian McCaffrey was at the game on Friday against the Minnesota Wild. They got a photo on social media with him, Eichel, Stone, Stevenson, all hanging out with Christian McCaffrey. My personal favorite, being a Niners fan. But what's your favorite moment since they made these trades? What's a magical moment you think you've seen from these guys?
Just coming through when they had to. I mean, that was big for me. I was telling you, I didn't think they had it without Stone. I didn't think they were at the caliber to get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But these changes that they made put them in the playoffs. It was the biggest. It was the biggest thing, biggest change that made them, because, I even told you, I didn't think they were going to make it. I didn't think they were that caliber, but they made those trades, and I think it changed a lot. It changed a lot. And like we said, they've got to connect. They've got to work with these players. They got to know their play. They got to, and they just got to join up together to be a team. That's what makes it, and it takes time, and they're proving it right now.
So you're a firm believer that the trades they made are complete game changers and a huge success.
All positive. Okay. I told you before the trades, I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. I didn't think it. Right. The way they were on a downhill motion.
Yeah. I'm still up in the air on as far as these trades at this point. And I think in the long term, I think they were great trades to make. But I think the chemistry is just not there. They haven't had a whole lot of time on the ice with each other. And that is my biggest concern going heading into the playoffs.
That's why I said getting into the playoffs they were. But I didn't say they were. I don't think right now without Stone, I don't see them winning in the playoffs. I don't.
Yeah, it's.
I hate to say that because, I mean, that's my team. I love the Golden Knights, but I really, truly believe they don't have the caliber. I'm even worried. What are we going to play? Dallas? If we play Dallas, we played them great last year, but it's totally different this year.
Looking at the possible matchups, it's Dallas. We don't match up well statistically. Looking at how we play, we don't match up well against Edmonton at all the way we play. The only team that would benefit us to face in the first round is actually Vancouver. And I don't think that's going to happen at all. I think that's a long shot for us to play Vancouver in the first round. I think it's either going to be Edmonton if we sneak into that three spot, or if we're in the second wild card, we're probably playing Dallas.
And well, we have to win two of the last two games, and Kings have to lose one.
Yes, in order to get to that third spot.
Right. Yeah.
Now, just pick your poison at that point.
I think we would be better playing Dallas than we would Edmonton in the first round. I really
would. Wow. I see that differently. I think we're better off playing
They showed us the last time we played Edmonton. Edmonton stomped us. They really did. I mean, there was no comparison. And I'd really like to see the comparison with Dallas, even though that we don't play according to their style, but I think we'd have a better chance in Edmonton this year.
Wow. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. You think you'd rather see Edmonton in the first round? Or you'd rather see Dallas?
No, I'd rather see Dallas.
You'd rather see Dallas. Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather see Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm hoping that LA wins both of their last ones, so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. Yeah, I think either way, I think it's going to be.
Well, they're playing who? They're playing Minnesota.
Oh, Kings.
No, I'm talking about the Kings.
Oh, okay.
They play Minnesota, and then they play Chicago.
Yeah, I believe we got Chicago and Anaheim coming up. So
yeah. Well, Ducks are sometimes close with us, but I think we're better than them. Way better.
Yeah, I mean the Ducks always play us hard, so it's going to be an interesting matchup, that's for sure. So, of course, we want to get everybody else's view in here. So, please, in the comments section below, let us know what you think. Are these trades a game changer, or were they a huge belly flop in your mind? And what do you think the Knights need to do going forward to make these trades even better? Do they have to make some other moves in the offseason? What do you guys think? Please, we'd like to hear what your comments are.
Do you have any suggestions? That's what we want. Give us that input so we can look at the ideas of not just ourselves, but of others. We really need your input, really.
Yep. As we've seen, some of those trades have paid off. Tomas Hertl paid off yesterday, getting the game-winning goal in overtime. Hanifin's come up huge. He's had huge point games with the assist and some goals. He looks great on the power play. I think he's really revamped that. Mantha's still trying to feel his way, but I do like the way he's progressing. I just the lines have changed so much. I think it's hard to build that chemistry, but I do like what I'm seeing out of Mantha at times. And, you know, it's going to be rough. It's going to be interesting going forward.
There's still a lot more potential there, though. That's the thing. Is that potential going to pop out?
Yeah, the potential.
It's just them clicking together. That's all it is. If they get that together, they're going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
I love their defense. I think we got the best defense of all of hockey. I really do.
Well, the problem with our defense is we spend too much time in our own zone. Looking at the stats, we basically split offensive and defensive zone time. We're almost pretty much even. About 40% of the time we're in each zone. I'd like us to be in the offensive zone a little bit more. The neutral zone, we don't play there a whole lot.
We haven't had very many shots either.
No, that's not the game we play. We're not going to put up a whole lot of shots. We pick our shots. They're not a bombardment team. I really want them to play in the opposite end a little bit more rather than see them play defense so much.
That was my biggest concern yesterday. When we went down 3-0, I was like, it's over. It's over. Because in the third period, we usually play the worst.
Yeah.
And we just dominated the third period. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome to see. Awesome to see. Night. Yep. Yeah, Aiden Hill looked a little bit better in nets. He looks like he's starting to progress a little forward.
Yeah.
Logan Thompson's been up and down so far this season. So hopefully our goaltending can get right. Hopefully our goaltending can get right before the playoffs, but. Anyways, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. Please make sure you leave your comments below. And make sure you guys subscribe, hit that like button, and get notified about more videos coming up. And if you want to see more past videos that we put out, please check it out. And also follow us on our podcast if you're interested more for fantasy football and fantasy hockey. That'll be next season. Follow us there at Vegas Guys Locker Room, wherever you get your podcasts, including here on YouTube. So, Dad, hey, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right, guys, and we'll see you all in the next one.